At the age of 27, country music singer Bradley Walker recently made his recording debut with the CD Highway of Dreams. Our rock critic Ken Tucker called it one of the most striking debuts of 2006 and described Walker's style as hearkening back to an earlier generation of vocalists like George Jones. Some of Walker's early performances were on Jerry Lewis telethons. Walker was born with muscular dystrophy and gets around in a wheelchair. Here's the opening track of Highway of Dreams, Life or Love.
Well, I try to stay on the straight and narrow, but I walk the crooked path. I felt worthy of forgiveness and deserving heaven's wrath. Right on the money and off by mile, ahead of my time and way out of style. But I'm hanging tough, ain't had enough, ain't giving up on life or love.
That's Bradley Walker from his new CD, Highway of Dreams. Bradley Walker, welcome to Fresh Air. You have some
great
bluegrass session musicians accompanying you, but I want to quote something that our rock critic Ken Tucker said when he reviewed your album. He said, while Bradley Walker has a lot of bluegrass in his wail, he is at heart a hardcore honky-tonk man. Do you agree with that?
I do. I do agree with that. I loved that quote when I heard it. And my style is just a mixture of country music and bluegrass music, because I grew up singing country music for a lot of years and then was turned on to bluegrass and everything about bluegrass music about 6 or 7 years ago. And so he's right that my music is a mixture of those two styles of traditional country music and bluegrass.
How were you introduced to classic country songs?
Just my parents and grandparents always loved country music. Music was always on in the house. Nobody in my family was really a musician or a singer. My dad sang from time to time, but not really that much even. But we always listened to music. The radio was always on at the house. And so I was introduced very early to country music and to all types of music, but I always took to the traditional countryside.
Did you have friends your age who were listening to the same kind of classic country recordings that you were?
Back then, there weren't many. I was one of those that was country when country wasn't cool. I got teased a lot by friends, you know, who were listening to heavy metal or rock and roll music, different kinds of music, and I was always listening to classic country, you know, or what was then current on country is now considered classic country, you know, and that was just what I, and everybody knew that that was what I was. I was an old country boy, you know, who sang and who loved that kind of music.
How did you start performing?
Oh man, back my first stage performance was when I was 4 years old at a local not a talent show, but it was just a variety show in Athens, Alabama, my hometown. And this show's been going on now for going on 30-some-odd years. I know over 35 years, I believe. I was 4 years old at the time. My dad had sang in that show in previous years. And I went out at that time and sang Elvira, the old Oak Ridge Boys hit, Elvira. But that was my first performance at 4 years old, and then it just grew from there. You know, folks, you know, eventually found out that I sang and that music was a big part of my life. And so as I grew older, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old, I was singing at that time in benefit shows, in churches, dance halls around home, you know, anywhere where I could find a country band at that time and an audience to listen. I would get me a microphone and I'd go to town. You know, I would sing and just enjoy every minute of it. And once I realized that people enjoyed hearing me sing, you know, then that just made me want to do that even more.
Well, let's hear another song from your new CD, and the CD is called Highway of Dreams. My guest is Bradley Walker, and this is a Lefty Frizzell song, which is called I Never Go Around Mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to say anything about why you chose to do this song?
Oh, man, this tune has been around for so many years and been recorded by so many great singers down through the years. My favorite version would probably have to be the Keith Whitley version from back several years ago. It appeared on one of Keith's studio albums. And I started singing this song when I got into bluegrass music. It was just a favorite of a lot of friends of mine, and we always would sing the song. And it just carried over into our live shows. And people really seemed to love the way I sang it and my version of the song. So we felt very strongly that we should include it on the record. And so that's the finished product.
Well, here it is. I Never Go Around Mirrors, Bradley Walker, from his new CD.
Well, I can't stand to see a good man go to waste. One who never combs his hair or shaves his face. A man who leans on wine over love that's told a lie. Oh, it tears me up to see a grown man cry. To see me without you by my side. No, I'll never go around mirrors, because I got a heartache to hide.
Bradley Walker from his new CD, Highway of Dreams. Now, you were born with muscular dystrophy, which is a degenerative muscle disease, and that's made you unable to walk, so you get around in a wheelchair. Could you just describe a little bit how it affects the muscles and how it's what impact it's had on your body?
Well, fortunately, my form of MD is not a progressive form. So that means it's not going to get worse with time. I feel like that's a real blessing. Really, the way I am today is the way I've been my whole life. Basically, the main difference is that I can't walk. Just like you said, I'm in a wheelchair. I hold down a full-time job. I drive myself. I have my own home in North Alabama. I lead a perfectly normal life for myself, you know, with the only difference being that I can't walk, you know. So it's not something that I've had to adapt to or something that I've had to learn how to redo a lot of things. This is the way my whole life has been. So I don't see that as a drawback or as a negative. You know, I just deal with it and go on, you know, enjoy life.
You know, your arms and hands are affected too, though, aren't they?
They are. My hands are affected, and I do a lot of things differently than most folks do, but for the most part, I get it done. You know, it may look a little different, may seem a little different to folks, but for me, that's the way it's always been, and I've learned how to do day-to-day activities and most everything that anybody else can do in my own way.
Excuse me if this is a kind of weird question, but sometimes, like, if you're in a wheelchair, people stare at you.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if you're on stage, people stare at you mm-hmm. for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it like to be stared at on stage because of your singing?
Well, normally I have to, you know, stages have steps, you know, so wheelchairs can't climb steps very well, so you have to have help getting onto a stage normally. So that is always, you know, people kind of always affix themselves to somebody getting on stage in a wheelchair, and they're thinking, in the back of their minds, probably thinking, you know, who is this guy, what's he doing up here? But once I start singing, I've always hoped and have been told that this is the case, that once I start singing, the fact that I'm in a wheelchair goes away. And that's what I want to happen. You know, sure, people, when they see me, they're going to see a guy in a wheelchair. That's just part of my life. That's the way it's always been. It's the way that it's going to be. But once the music starts to play and once I start to sing, then to me, I want folks to just disregard everything else and just get lost in the music, because that's what I'm all about, is my music.
I know that once or twice when you were young, you performed on one of the Jerry Lewis muscular dystrophy telethons.
Mm-hmm.
What impact did it have on you to, like, the first and second time you were on the telethon to perform there?
Just the response that you get from all over the country. I mean, that's something, you know, myself growing up and having muscular dystrophy, Labor Day weekend is not complete unless you turn the telethon on, you know, and there's a lot of folks who are affected by MD, or people maybe who have a family member who has MD, or just a friend. You know, there's a lot of folks that watch that telethon and watch Jerry Lewis religiously every year when it rolls around. And it's something that we've been very fortunate to be able to be a part of, and to have the opportunity to take my music to that national level and get the exposure from that. It means a lot.
Well, I really wish you good luck with your music, and I thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry, for having me on the show, and I just appreciate your support so much.
Bradley Walker's new CD is called Highway of Dreams. Here's another track from it, Love's Tombstone.
Here stands an open bottle, here stands an empty glass. My new best friends console me and forgive me for my past. We all join here together to pay our last respects to a love I couldn't keep alive, and now I can't forget. Born in 1999, inside her heart and mine, taken from this world too soon, it died before its time. Gone but not forgotten, the memories linger on, are the words that should be carved upon the face of love's tombstone.
This is Fresh Air.